Many places flooded up and down the East Coast, though New Jersey got some of the worst of the flooding. NPR's David Folkenflik spent time yesterday with people in two small New Jersey towns.
Munaki is a small town of about 2,800 people just past the Meadowlands Sports Complex where the Jets and the Giants play. It was probably the hardest hit of all towns along the Hackensack River, simply inundated by water late Monday night in a flash. I came across Scott Lemangelo as he canoed toward me, paddling right up to the edge of the town's submerged main drag. He said he had to get out of his house.
The water was up to, I think, chest high, because everything was fine. The water was up to your knee, but then the door just blew open. It looked like a scene from the Titanic, just water rushing in.
Lemangelo is a 25-year-old police officer. He said he ducked into a nearby home to pull two neighbors out of waist-deep water.
I dragged him to the police station. The police station was already taken on water, so I had to head back to my house, which is like about 50 yards after that. But the current of the surge coming in was it took me 20 minutes to get from there to there.
Lemangelo said his family lost four cars in all, ruined. The rain itself wasn't that bad, despite the hurricane warnings. Officials are still trying to figure out what caused the tremendous wall of water that coursed through the area's drainage pipes and back into the streets. Whether levees failed or, as New Jersey Governor Chris Christie said yesterday, whether water cascaded over the top of berms meant to protect the area, or what? Cars were abandoned amid boulevards of water. The storm toppled wooden power poles and left electrical lines dangling. Rescue teams of firefighters, National Guardsmen, and EMTs fanned out with SUVs and in boats to get people out. Dozens of people were pulled from two trailer parks alone. Next door in Little Ferry, sleep-deprived EMTs were bailing out Borough Hall with a dustpan and plastic trash bags. Here's Jackie McCormick.
They had us go with our bus and pick everyone up and bring them here. Then eventually we lost power, and then it started flooding pretty bad here. So then Bergen County set up a shelter in Teterboro at Bergen Tech, and then they came, and we've been shipping people over there all day.
At the Bergen County Vocational School, volunteers sought to help people who have been separated from relatives.
They're taking people to eat.
Yeah, oh, they're.
But they're not coming back here. Then they're taking them someplace else.
Someplace else.
So start with him.
Volunteer Lori Spadafino said she came to help others, but she was among those seeking information, too.
I have a friend in Munaki, and I can't get in touch with them. You know, the cell reception is very spotty.
These were by no means the only places hit in New Jersey. Hoboken was among those hit hard, so were Atlantic City and many other seaside communities. Governor Christie tweeted yesterday afternoon, quote, "The Jersey Shore of my youth is gone." Here, he spoke to NBC about the state of his state.
We have a battered, battered New Jersey shore that I hope to tour a little bit later on today, but I think the losses are going to be almost incalculable.
More than 2.4 million homes were without power, according to state emergency officials. New Jersey transit trains were suspended indefinitely. They carry commuters in roughly 900,000 trips each weekday. And while some people were staying in their waterlogged homes in Little Ferry and Munaki, there was no word, no clue really, as to when the water would be gone for good and when they could start to assess and repair the damage caused by the storm. David Folkenflik, NPR News.